Well, good morning. My name is Laura, for those of you listening online. And welcome to morning prayer. It's a really beautiful day, as have the many ones before us been. So shall we just take a couple of moments just to take in the beauty around us? And for those of you online, you might want to look out of the window or look at a little pot plant that might be in your room. So the reading today is Mark 1:1-11. And I love it because it's so neat. It's got four ones and then four letters in the mark, in the word Mark. So it made me very happy. So Mark 1:1-11. It's carrying on our water theme. John the Baptist prepares the way. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the River Jordan. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven: you are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. I'm just going to share a few short reflections on this. First one is, I love how it's so simple. So it said it was going to happen in Isaiah, as in, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And now it's happening. In a kind of extrapolated way, I wonder if we can use this as a guide to trust more in God's shaping of our future. Some things are necessarily complicated, but this one, I think, it's very important just to think, okay, God said this will happen, therefore it will. So I wonder if there's any ways, any places in our lives where we can take that on board and exercise a little bit more trust. So I'll give a few moments to ponder on that. Another little thing that I noticed, and it's not particularly deep. I think I love the detail of it, and especially the fact that what is included is what John is wearing. The fact that he's wearing camel's hair clothing, a leather belt, eating locusts and honey. I think possibly if I was trying to make a if I was writing this, I wouldn't necessarily be thinking to mention what John was wearing. But I did read some commentaries, and they kind of posit that this is another kind of Old Testament parallel to Elijah's clothing, and also that it emphasizes the humanity of Jesus, born into animal quarters and announced to the lowly shepherds, which I thought was quite interesting. So it's a seemingly small detail about what John is wearing, but actually it kind of makes a much larger point. Another thing is, I love the phrase preparing the way. And John is preparing the way through his baptizing. And also, yeah, I think my feelings are, we may not be called to baptize necessarily, but I wonder how through our living and being we can sort of prepare a way for others to encounter the presence of Jesus. Or perhaps other people have kind of shown that to us as well. And finally, a thought about water. I really like water. It's a universally necessary and practical, yet also a metaphor saturated matter. It brings life, creativity, change, movement, destruction. Shall we take a moment to pray for those who suffer due to its lack or its magnitude, for creativity to bring tangible change in its sourcing and distribution, and also thank God for its beauty and ability to inspire creativity. This creativity is exemplified by the strikingly beautiful image of the spirit as a dove and heaven being torn open. The next line is so simple and deep. You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Don't feel I have the audacity to make a Phil Stone joke about the well pleased, but there we are, I suppose I just have. So should we take a little moment to pray for those things? So I'm going to sing a Taze song, Let All Who Are Thirsty Come. And you probably know it by now, having sung it a few times. Feel free to join in.
Mm-hmm. Let all who are thirsty come, let all who wish receive the water of life freely. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Let all who are thirsty come, let all who wish receive the water of Jesus. Let all who are thirsty come, let all who wish receive the water of life freely. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Let all who are thirsty come, let all who wish receive the water of life freely. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Let all who are thirsty come, let all who wish receive the water of life freely. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Let all who are thirsty come, let all who wish receive the water of life freely. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
So thank you for joining me for morning prayers. I can't say breakfast will be served in the dining room because it won't. But enjoy the day, and yes, may you feel refreshed.